Quick Steps to Direct Selling Success. Turn Your Relationships into Money. Author, Gary Spirer. Success is not coincidence. Successful people belong to an extremely elite club. The top 1% are the winners, the ones who call the shots. They make the most money and live where and how they wish. Everyone wants to do business with the most successful individuals, and so they usually attract better opportunities than those on lower rungs. Success for that top 1% isn't reached by accident, though. Successful people work hard to reach the top and stay there. Their success is the result of a number of factors, including mastery of their field, using the right systems, and staying on plan. In direct selling, these ingredients are especially important. Once you find the right company, know your products well, and stay with a selling technique that works for you, you'll find all that hard work really does pay off. The 7 Steps to Wealth. A time-tested formula exists for getting riches, build assets, and then income. Most people try to do it backwards and never hit big. To build assets, follow these 7 steps. Step 1. Idea. Ideas are the seeds from which great businesses and fortunes bloom. Step 2. Design. You want to choose the best, most customer-friendly design, one with strong customer appeal. Step 3. Discovery. This is the exploration and testing stage when you gather information to support your idea and design. During discovery, you also identify your market, your competitors, and your competitive advantages. Step 4. Development. In development, a business creates a prototype for its goods and services, which will bring them to life. The prototype gives an idea substance and makes it concrete. Step 5. Pre-launch. In this phase, you approach your audience, get their attention, and capture their interest. Get them to feel that they are the first to see your item, that they are on in the ground floor. Step 6. Launch. Congratulations. Your company's goods and service have been rolled out and are now available to customers. Expect some hurdles. Few launches are completely problem-free. Find out how to get over the hurdles and learn from them. Step 7. Post-launch. Now your products are selling and revenues are rolling in, but your work is far from done. Assess the market's reaction. Why did people buy or not buy? What do buyers like and dislike? What do they prefer? How direct selling leads to riches. Direct selling is a way of selling goods or services through groups or networks of people. By marketing through networks, these companies operate on an enormous scale and penetrate more markets. The success of direct selling comes from geometric rather than linear growth. Linear growth. Two people plus 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 two people equals 12 people. Geometric growth. Two people times 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 two people equals 64 people. Traditional sales organizations hire salespeople, and most pay them commissions on what people sell. Direct selling companies also have salespeople, who are called distributors. Direct selling companies give their distributors commissions on what they sell, and they also give their distributors commissions on sales made by distributors they have recruited. They also receive sales from distributors that their distributors have recruited, and so on. How much network marketers or distributors are paid is based upon what is called the direct selling company's compensation plan. Cooperation and network marketing. In network marketing, you share information and develop personal and professional contacts. You are awarded for sharing information that results in product sales. Network marketing empowers you to build your own networking sales organization from your personal and professional contacts, which also empowers everyone to do the same, creating exponential growth of your network. You can earn income from the successful efforts of your network of business associates. Unlike conventional corporations with one chief executive at the top, in network marketing, everyone is the CEO of his or her own independent organization. A network marketing company supplies the product. Then they join in a partnership with a network of independent representatives, each one in business for themselves. The company takes care of the quality of research and development, management, public relations, production, warehousing, packaging, quality control, shipping, data processing, the account and payment of representative sales commission checks. Pyramid schemes. Every business, every government takes the form of a pyramid. At the top is the chairman of the board, and under that person is the president, upper management, and staff. If you work for a car company, for instance, down below you have guys making the cars and selling the cars. They're at the bottom of the pyramid. Most people work for 40 years at the bottom of the pyramid. You go up a couple of rungs, but you're nowhere near the top. And you will never get to the top if you're there 100 years. The pyramid in network marketing is the same as any other business. A scheme is a good thing. A scam is a bad thing. There are pyramid scams, and they're bad. Pyramid schemes are good. Amway, Shackley, Mary Kay, all of these multi-level marketing outfits are great companies. Amway did $8 billion last year. Avon did $3 billion. There are 100 companies doing over $100 million in network marketing, and if you are doing over $1 billion, so if it were illegal, they'd all go to jail. They'd all be in jail because pyramid scams are illegal. To determine whether a company is operating a pyramid scheme, that is a scam or offering a legitimate network marketing opportunity, consider the following facts about what scams look like. 1. Scams front load. They charge high startup fees to join. They also charge a non-refundable membership fee for startup kits and costs for mandatory training. 2. Recruiting versus selling to customers. They focus on recruiting distributors more than they try to have their products sold to customers for a fair markup. 3. Multiple markups. Products are marked up from distributor to distributor. Commissions are added at 5 or more levels of distribution, so the end product tends to be overpriced and have a little value to end user. 4. Get-rich-quick scheme. Emphasis on how quickly you can get rich rather than how you can build a business systematically. 5. Lists of sales leads. They market lists of sales leads that typically have little or no value. However, the lists give the impression that the company has a strong interest in the product and that many potential customers exist who are just waiting to be sold. In reality, these lists have little value and have often already been milked. Pyramid schemes that are scams use the lists as inducements to sign people up and get them to fork over steep upfront fees. 6. High-pressure motivational events or sales tactics. At these events, promoters appeal to people's greed by promising get-rich-quick schemes if potential recruits sign up, then and there. Promoters use themselves as examples of how much money recruits can make. 7. Ratio of customers to salespeople. Network marketing companies operating as scams take in more money by recruiting distributors than they get for selling their products to customers. Note, the more direct customers a company has, the greater the true market demands for the company's product.